Can you comment a little bit more about this dual targeting and how it varies with dose?
Yeah. Well, vandetanib is a drug that is a potent inhibitor of both VEGFR2 and 3 tyrosine kinases, and for EGFR, it also is an important inhibitor in other oncogene expressions as well, and may have a role to play in medullary CA, the thyroid, as do many of the VEGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitors. But its inhibition of the EGFR tyrosine kinase is a modest inhibitor and may be somewhat dose-dependent with respect to doses that can be achieved in patients. So that if, for example, at a dose of about 100 milligrams a day, it probably does not have much in the way of EGFR inhibitory properties, and therefore that may be a dose that would make this drug useful to use concurrently with chemotherapy, since we know that EGFR inhibition with a tyrosine kinase inhibitor, at least, appears to be somewhat antagonistic with chemotherapy. On the other hand, when this drug is used alone, its maximum tolerated dose and phase 2 dose is 300 milligrams per day. And that's certainly at a level where we believe we can take advantage of both the EGFR and the VEGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitory properties.